Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tulsa, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. And I tell you what, we got a ladies' sports story, but Caitlin Clark was slated to be coming to Baltimore this week. And I thought it was just serendipity that Holly Rowe from ESPN would be joining us here on behalf of our friends at Allstate to talk about women's sports. But more than that, Holly, first of all, I wish we had more time together. My wife is a two-time leukemia survivor. So anytime I get a chance to talk about women, cancer survivors, and we've all watched your battles, and it's just a pleasure to have you aboard, even just for a few minutes here today to tell us about some good stuff going on with ladies' sports and battling cancer.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope your wife is doing well. Yeah, it's challenging when you're in that battle. I'm a stage four metastatic survivor. It's not a fun road to be on, but here we are, and we get to highlight some wonderful stories about women's sports. And really, you will appreciate this because you've seen when your family gets that diagnosis, it can be so devastating. And our Allstate Good Works team, our Allstate NACTA Good Works team this year is honoring a young woman named Jamie Morris. She plays golf at Penn State, got a scholarship. She's done very well golfing in her career, just graduated from Penn State University. But when she was in high school, her mom got a cancer diagnosis. And so she started a small charity golf tournament, hoping to raise some money to help out with cancer and do something to help other families who received that diagnosis. Well, she's now raised over $300,000. And so she's our captain of our spring team. And it's just really inspiring when you see people hit with a hard diagnosis that they spring into action. And it's not just about me. It's like, how can I help other people who might experience this?
I think women's sports, just in general, I do a lot with Title IX. We talk about, I've been doing this for 35 years. I covered high school b girls basketball in the 1980s. To see how far all of it's come, and we've had Caitlin Clark, now she's injured, but was coming into Baltimore. I mean, tickets were expensive. It was a sold-out affair. Just what women's sports has been in your time, and we are contemporaries. You're from Utah, and I've watched your career from far away, but how far it's really come for, women. In every sport, golf, college, everywhere, professional, to be involved in this and pitch in.
Yeah, it's so cool for me because, I remember I'm obsessed with women's sports. I'm a frustrated, wish I could have played athlete in college. And I just loved watching these women. And so every game that I go to right now, it is sold out. I just had a game day before yesterday, Nebraska versus Tennessee college softball. And tickets behind home plate were going for $468, a sold out softball stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. 5 days before that, I was doing a game for Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever at home, 17,000 sold out, tickets going for $1,000. It's just crazy to me why this didn't happen before. And obviously, it's because we just didn't promote it and the women just weren't on TV the same way the men were, and all the things. But here we are now. And I love it that women are driving these ticket prices, they're driving this interest. And I promise you, I know Caitlin's out. She's got a quad injury. She's probably going to be out about 2 weeks. But fans need to still go to that game and be excited because the Indiana Fever have two other women that are three-time WNBA champions in Dawana Bonner and Natasha Howard. Kelsey Mitchell is worth the price of admission. They're a three-point shooter for the Indiana Fever. And the Washington Mystics, they probably have the most exciting rookies in the country right now in Kiki Ariofen and Sonia Citrome. Those are the two front runners for rookie of the year, believe it or not. So I think it's just an exciting time, and I love that your area can get out there and support women's sports and see them in person.
Holly Rowe is our guest of ESPN. She's here on behalf of our friends at Allstate and their Spring Good Works team. And this week with Caitlin Clark, I mean, round in Baltimore, Holly, they're going to play this at CFG Bank Arena, this game this week. And, they're a Washington team, but just sort of the outreach of all of this. And I go back to the Women's World Cup team now going on 30 years ago, right? And just how far all of this has come. But for you being a female journalist, there was like a ceiling for, and I was a sports writer 40 years ago as well. It felt like there was a ceiling for what women's sports could be, or a perceived one, for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it's just because that's just how generations were and society was of like, the men's sports get the coverage and the male sports writer covers the men's stuff. And I really think that social media has allowed it to be an even playing field. It's more of a democracy. fans get to decide what's popular by what they click on the internet, by what they like on Instagram. And what we're seeing is fans like the female athletes. They like the women. The women are getting bigger and better NIL deals in many cases than the men right now. And I kind of love it because it's like we always knew it was good. We always knew these women were incredible. But now the fans get to decide with their voices, with their clicks, with their pocketbooks, with the ratings, their eyes. You know, the fans get to decide what they want to see, and they want the women. And I love that because it's like, okay, we are ready for something different. We've watched the men's sports for all these years and they're still great, don't get me wrong. But there's more and there's other fun stories to tell and athletes to talk about. You know, Paige Bueckers, for example. Paige is a member of our Allstate NACTA Good Works team. She was on the winter team for all of her good work in the UConn community in her hometown of Hopkins, Minnesota. And now Paige is in the WNBA. She'll be coming to your area soon to play the Dallas Wings against the Washington Mystics. So it's fun to get to know these young people and what they're doing, but even more so because they're just incredible off the field.
All right, all the stuff aside, most important, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You ask about my wife, now I'm going to ask about you.
Yes, I'm doing very well. I've just had good scans. You know, we live in the world of scans, and you just go in for your scans. And as you probably know with your wife, it's a very stressful time because you never know if it's going to be a good scan or a bad scan. But I'm having great scans. I'm doing well. My treatment, I got on immunotherapy that really helped save my life. So I'm very grateful to the research that's been done because cancer treatments are changing and are evolving. So I'm a kind of a walking miracle. I got in a clinical trial and it has saved my life. So I'm grateful to be here talking to you today.
Well, a man in Gelsenkirchen, Germany, saved my wife's life twice in 2014 and 15. So she's a miracle in here. Lots of miracles out there, including Holly Rowe. She's here on behalf of our friends at Allstate. They have a spring good works team, and they're doing good works out there for cancer fundraisers, just like we try to do around here. Holly, come back. Stay a little longer. We'll talk about Utah hockey next time we get together.
Oh, I love it. The Utah Hockey Club. They're rock and roll. I guess they're the Mammoths now, but I love it. I went to games and they're fun. We'll talk again another time. Thank you for having me, Nestor.
Thanks for coming on. Holly Rowe from ESPN and the worldwide leader joining us here on behalf of Allstate. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking women's sports and Baltimore Positive.